Good afternoon. A low pressure center tracking across southern New England is on its way off the eastern seaboard. Still plenty of clouds and a few showers associated with this system, but as it moves away, we'll tend to see some breaks in the cloud cover, maybe even a few sunny spots across interior New York and New England throughout the afternoon. At the same time, a cold front is approaching from the west and a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere leading to additional support in the mid-levels. This will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the region as we get into the afternoon hours, and some of the thunderstorms could produce some heavier downpours, especially where the sun breaks through from time to time for the first part of the afternoon. High temperatures will range from the upper 70s and lower 80s from I-90 south and into the middle and upper 70s across the northern part of New York and New England. As we get into the evening, the front will continue to track through the region with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially south of I-90, then off the eastern seaboard. Overnight, we'll have areas of fog developing and low temperatures will be back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. Still with this system close by, but heading out to sea early on Monday, we run the risk of some clouds and maybe a shower, especially in New England, but the trend will be for increasing sunshine early on Monday and especially Monday afternoon, a nice refreshing northwest breeze and lower humidity with high temperatures back into the mid-70s. High pressure will build in Monday night and dominate the weather through Tuesday. With sunny skies on Tuesday afternoon, highs will remain near 80. In fact, that high will keep it dry for just about the entire day on Wednesday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, though, and increasing humidity, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. The next disturbance will approach on Wednesday evening and overnight, and scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely into the day on Thursday, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Behind this system, a ridge of high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, and temperatures will warm nicely into summer-like levels, with a mix of sun and clouds for Friday and Saturday, highs both days near 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a sharpening upper trough currently over the central Rockies will eventually emerge over the adjacent high plains by this evening. With a very moist and unstable air mass in place across the central United States, widespread thunderstorms will evolve during the height of the diurnal heating cycle. The thunderstorms will likely be severe weather producers based on the latest Storm Prediction Center outlook. In fact, an enhanced risk of severe weather stretches over the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles into parts of central Oklahoma and Kansas. All severe hazards are possible, with damaging winds and large hail being the main concerns, although a few tornadoes cannot be ruled out. Gradually, a broader wind threat should exist over locations to the east during the overnight hours as the storms take on a more progressive mode. In addition to the severe aspects of this dynamic upper trough, flash flooding concerns will be widespread over a large part of the central United States. Slow movement of individual thunderstorm clusters or areas of repeat activity should provide mechanisms to enhance the flash flood potential today. Additionally, many pockets of the outlook area have seen heavy rainfall for the past week, with recent totals around 300 to 600% above normal from mid to late June. As a result, rapid runoff with these heavy precipitation-producing thunderstorms should lead to numerous hydrologic issues. While the initial threat begins across the middle of the country, it should translate into the mid-Mississippi Valley and back into Missouri as we head into the work week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Boston, cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mid-70s. And in Buffalo, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm with highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943 and in 1938, and the record low, 44, in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. More scattered showers tonight and thunderstorms possible, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, an early morning shower, then increasing sunshine, breezy and pleasant with low humidity, highs in the mid-70s. Sunny near 80 on Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and humidity Wednesday in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday, lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, highs both days near 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.